the Old Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 through 9. Now, the subtitle is this, is it's a warning against sin. Do we need no warning against sin? Yeah, I think we do, because we're all sinners saved by grace. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Listen, the Lord is not too weak to save you, and He is not becoming deaf. He can hear when you call. But there's a problem. Your sins have cut you off from God. Because of your sin, He has turned away and will not listen anymore. Your hands are the hands of murderers, and your fingers are filthy with sin. Your mouth is full of lies, and your lips are tainted with corruption. No one cares about being fair and honest. Their lawsuits are based on lies. They spend their time plotting evil deeds and then doing them. They spend their time on energy spinning evil plans that end up with deadly actions. They cheat and shortchange everyone. Nothing they do is productive. All their activity is filled with sin. Violence is their trademark. Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning. Wherever they go, misery and destruction follow them. They do not know what true peace is or what it means to be just and good. They continually do wrong, and those who follow them cannot experience a moment of peace. In verse 9, it is because of all this evil that deliverance is far from us. That is why God doesn't punish those who injure us. No wonder we are in darkness when we expect light. No wonder we are walking in gloom. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 through 9. And you wonder about that. They're talking about violence. Yeah, I think for reasons we don't fully comprehend, Israel had to fight in winning many desperate and bloody battles in order to survive as the people of God. And the Bible indicates that God gave them strength and, at times, fought for them. Yet, we must not assume that God wants us to use violence against our enemies, even today. Although God did not endorse violence during Israel's struggle for national survival, its purpose was always to carry out His righteous judgment and His divine plan. He did not tolerate violence as a way of life. Here, the prophet Isaiah delivers a ringing condemnation of violence as sin that causes God to turn back in His judgment. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day in Jesus' name.